in simple terms, I think trafficking means the recruitment, the transfer, the sale of women and children. And when I say children, boys and girls, but mainly girls, the transfer of them for either for slave labour or for sexual exploitation. That's in very brief terms.
And I mean, it was 200 years ago, I think it was, that the anti-slavery bill was passed. So surely we would expect that in 200 years we would now have gone far beyond slave trade and trafficking. But it's actually worse, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is. And we thought we had at least abolished the whole idea of slave trade. But now, 200 years later, we're in a much worse situation, because in the 1980s alone, there have been more women and children sold into slavery than in the 400 years of the actual slave trade.
We're talking generally in other countries, but Ireland is also now being targeted, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And the primetime programme, I think, of last May 2006, did a lot to raise awareness to an extent in Ireland about the issue and the reality of trafficking in Ireland, showing that Ireland is actually a target country because of our lack of legislation, and particularly since England stepped up on their legislation and brought it more into line with the EU and the UN protocol.
So what needs to be done?
Well, first of all, I would say we need to have a revised legislation which will actually recognise these women as people who have to be protected and rehabilitated and assisted, not prosecuted. And there's a very interesting situation in Sweden, as one example, where they've introduced legislation which actually prosecutes the men who are purchasing, or anybody who purchases sex. They're prosecuted, not the prostitutes, as the so-called prostitutes or women who are forced into slavery.
I suppose really for many people, the notion that this is a serious problem in Ireland will be very difficult to understand. So how bad is it?
That is one of the problems, because there's been very little research done, because these women and children are so terrified of what might happen to them or their families if they complain, or if they try to escape, or if they actually give evidence that they have been trafficked, if they give any information. They are threatened.
So who are these women and who's bringing them in?
Well, the women come mainly to Ireland from Eastern Europe, mainly, but not exclusively. Also from Africa, particularly Nigeria, and some from East Africa, and also some Asians. They can come from any place, because the reality is that the people who are trafficking, the traffickers, actually keep changing the locations of these women and children, because they do not want them to be traced by any authorities.
So they obviously don't realise this is what they're coming to Ireland for. They understand they're coming for a job.
Exactly. Most of them come from poor families. They're told that they can get a good job with good salary and be able, therefore, to assist their families by sending money home. They don't realise that they're being deceived. They're coming to Ireland or to wherever else in Europe or America or Canada or wherever, and they're told that they will get a good job. In actual fact, this is what happens to them. They are coerced into either slave labour or for sexual exploitation by traffickers.
So what can people do? I mean, how many people out there would know of people or know the women? And if they do, what should they do for them?
I think the main lack at the moment is a lack of awareness. If we as a population were more aware, first of all, of what's happening, and secondly, of what it is doing to the dignity, for the dignity of women and children, or against their dignity, I should say, and their human rights, then I think we might have some hope of success. But the reality is that this sexual exploitation and slave labour seems to be acceptable, and we don't have legislation in place, adequate legislation, to ensure that there will be prosecution of people who are involved in trafficking.
We're now coming up to an election. Is it an election issue, do you think?
I think it is an election issue, and we, our intercongregational group, ad hoc, which is working on the issue of trafficking, had a meeting with Simon Coveney last October, and he was extremely helpful because he is working at the European Parliament level and trying to get things changed. He's also trying very energetically to get Ireland to do something about ensuring that they can ratify the UN protocol. We are one of seven countries at the moment that hasn't signed up and ratified the UN protocol.